Have you ever encountered a mystery that you can't seem to solve? As a child, I recall playing the game Clue, where you work to solve who committed the murder with which weapon and in which room. I enjoy reading mystery books because I like to try and see if I can predict the outcome before I get to the end of the book. Most Sundays, on my way into work this summer, I have listened to NPR's weekly Puzzler with Will Shorts. I enjoy trying to answer the riddles before the caller of the week does. Today's text from Ephesians speaks of a mystery, the mystery of God's love and grace for us, God's children. Ephesians, like many of the books found in the New Testament, is a letter about living together amongst differences. The author writes as a Jew whose audience was a group of followers of Christ living in Ephesus. It was an area that was largely Gentile, a label that denotes many other groups that weren't Jewish. These two groups, Jews and Gentiles, had been at odds with one another on religious grounds, and now found themselves living together as followers of Christ. This new living arrangement proves to be a challenge. In fact, we're going to be hearing from the book of Ephesians for 6 of the next 7 weeks. Before the author of Ephesians provides some advice on how to address and respond to these challenges, he stops to thank God for having been placed in the situation at all. This reading in the original Greek is one long, run-on sentence. If you close your eyes, you can envision the first reader of this letter seeing this very long sentence, taking a very deep breath, before launching into the seamlessly endless stream of praise and glory to God for God's actions. This text is full of God's work. If you look closely, you'll see that God, the creator of the universe, is the initiator of all of the action. It's God who has blessed, chosen, and destined us for adoption. It is God who bestowed grace and made known to the mystery of God's will that was set forth in Christ. The creator of all is the one with the plan to gather all things in Christ, things in heaven and on earth. Our adoption into Christ's family comes through the blood of Christ. Jesus was sent by God and became in flesh as a defenseless infant. He was a child refugee and spent his ministry years building relationships with those who some society deemed unworthy and were outcast. He stretched people to think about encountering the holy in new ways. He was executed for his unwillingness to surrender to the will of anyone other than God. He willingly underwent pain and suffering, crucifixion and death for us, God's children. God plays the active role in all of these things. We are merely the passive recipients of all of these actions and blessings. A phrase that stuck out to me was right at the beginning of our reading, in verse 4. It reads, "Just as God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, long before the wind from God swept over the waters of the deep, formless void, long before God created all that was in the universe and said it was good, God chose us." Stan Mast writes, "Long before the world began, long before humanity was created, long before any of us made a move toward God, God made God's move towards us." God undertook all of these actions according to God's pleasure and will. In Greek, the word conveys not sheer determination, but supreme delight. It gave God great delight to choose us and destine us for adoption. It gave God supreme delight to bestow blessings and grace upon us. It gave God pleasure to make known to us the mystery of God's will, God's plan of redemption through the blood of Christ. The mystery of God's plan isn't something difficult to figure out, like the weekly Puzzler on NPR. Rather, it's something that can only be revealed by God because it goes beyond our human ability to discover. Brian Peterson describes these mysteries that even when we have experienced them, they continue to go beyond our ability to comprehend fully and remain as much a mystery as ever, like falling in love. Jesus' death and resurrection for our redemption is the opposite of logic. Who would willingly sacrifice their only child for people they knew would continually mess up? As humans, we are sinful creatures. We misstep and miss the mark again and again. We perpetuate systems that are designed to keep people oppressed or excluded. We're not good stewards of God's creation and the many gifts that God has given to us. We try to be in control of our own lives rather than allow the Holy Spirit to guide us along the path set before us. We're prideful. We judge who is worthy of redemption, when it is God who is the one who decides who is redeemed. Just as the early church in Ephesus struggled with living in community with one another, we too find it difficult at times to live in community. We struggle with how to live our lives daily, knowing the gift of grace that we have from God. We debate what's the best way to live out our faith in our daily lives for the good of our neighbor. We have disagreements about what is truly important in living a life in Christ. We argue about things that take away from focusing on God's redeeming work in the world. Hans Wiersma describes this morning's text from Ephesians as, quote, a full frontal attack on our human disposition of wanting to be in charge. It doesn't merely disagree with our protests regarding personal autonomy and freedom of choice. It overwhelms such protests under a flood of divine ordaining. In other words, when push comes to shove, it is God who has the plan, not us. God is the one in charge. We are merely the recipients of the many blessings that God bestows. When we look at this text from Ephesians, we're reminded that God, the creator of all that is, seen and unseen, is the one in control. God's love for creation and humanity is boundless and endless. God's love includes our neighbors, those with whom we disagree, those who call to God with a different name, those who have caused harm to others in the name of God, and even our enemies. We will never fully understand the mystery that is the breadth and depth of God's love for us as God's children. We may never fully realize God's plan for each one of our lives until we are reunited with Christ in heaven. God's grace for our world is one of the mysteries the author of Ephesians writes about in today's text. We may never fully understand it, but we give praise to God for the many blessings bestowed upon us. As we strive to imagine living out our faith, the Spirit is ignited within us. We give thanks for the redeeming power of God's love through Christ, and we strive to work together toward showing God's love in the world and to spread the good news of Jesus. Amen.